Good morning, and Feruch and Chanukah, everybody. Today's daf is Nedarim daf Nun Tes. We are holding a daf Nun Ches on the base. We are about five lines from the end of the page. Hare Meiser di Isuro al Yedei Karka. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children and Li'ili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Shalom. It is also sponsored by Sheldon Hamburger, who I see on the Zoom, by Sheldon Hamburger in honor of the daf Yomi Kal for their warm welcome on his recent visit. He should always Bez Hashem be able to come for Simcha. It's also sponsored in honor of Benjamin Rabinowitz on the occasion of his 25th birthday, the sixth night of Hanukkah, with lots of love from his parents, Lawrence and Laura, and brother Alexander Rabinowitz. Very happy birthday. It is also sponsored, dedicated by Yael and Yosef Gurevich in appreciation of our children's Rebbeim and Morot. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the very cheerful sponsorships today. This is a good one. So we thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to be discussing today is, first, we started yesterday with a suggestion that when an iser emanates from the karka, there could be bittul by replanting it in the karka, but that's only if the iser emanates from the karka. So we're going to try to reject that possibility, and then the Gemara is going to question whether gidulim can be mevatel the truma status of an ikar. If you have truma that you plant in the ground, can the gidulim be mevatel the truma? Then the Gemara is going to talk about whether things that can be undone, a status that can be undone, like a neder, where you can be shoel on the neder, like truma, where you can be shoel on the hafrasha, do those things have a status of a davar sheyesh lo matirin because it is efshar b'she'ela, and is there room to be mechalik between a neder on the one hand and truma on the other hand, that maybe one of them is a davar sheyesh lo matirin and not the other? Then the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion about gidulin being mevatel the ikr, which is the primary discussion of this daf and really of the last several dafim, and the Gemara is going to raise the possibility on Amud Beis that gidulin are mevatel the ikr when you actively try to be mevatel it with the gidulin, when you actively go out of your way, you're toreach in order to be mevatel it. And that conversation, Bez Hashem, will take us to the end of the perek, which is on Samach Amud Aleph. We'll see if we get that far today. So let's begin five lines from the end of the page on daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. So the last thing we learned was that Rabbi Yitzchak had suggested that since Shavias is an Isser that's al yedei karka, that the Kedusha of the karka is what causes the Isser Shavias, that's why it's Petelos Anami al yedei karka, that's why it can be Mevatalit al yedei karka. But when you have Orla Kilea Kerem, where it's not the karka that causes the Isser, by Orla it's the Zman that causes the Isser, by Kilea Kerem it's the Taroves that causes the Isser, then there's not going to be Bittel al yedei hakarka. So says the Gemara, does that rule hold true for all Isurim? Hare Meiser di Isur al yedei karka. Meiser is an Isur, the Isur of something becomes Tevel just because of the karka. It's planted in the ground and it emerges as Tevel. Ve'in b'telos al yedei karka. And yet you cannot be Mevatel Tevel by planting it in the karka. Ditanya, meaning when you have Meiser, you can't be Mevatel the Chiyuv of Truma from Meiser by planting it in the karka. Ditanya, the Brisa tells us, Litra Meiser, if you have a Litra, which is a certain measurement of Peros of Meiser Rishon, that Yisrael had given to a Levi, where the Halacha is Tevel, it is Tevel, meaning just like produce that never had anything hufresh from it is Tevel, when you give Meiser Rishon to the Levi has responsibility to give Trumas Meiser. So that's also Tevel. So, and then you take that Meiser Rishon that is Tevel, because it's Chayiv and Trumas Meiser, Shazra'a Bekarka, and you plant it in the Karka while it's Tevel, before the Shemitah year, Vishbicha, and then Gidulim grow from it during the Shemitah year, Varehi Ka'aser Litrin, and now the Gidulim are 10 times the volume of what you had planted in the ground. So on the one hand, chayev es b'meiser. This litra, we're machmir about this litra, that it's chayev and meiser, meaning it was trumas meiser, that was chayev before you planted it. So even though the gidulim are gidule shvias, meaning that whatever grew out of it grew out during the Shemitah year, and gidule shvias are hefker and are pata from meisros, but the initial thing that you planted in the ground was already chayev. So that remains chayev. Uba Shvias. But on the flip side, as far as Kedusha Shvias, it does become batel to the Gidulim, and therefore you have to eat it before the Zman HaBiur. So you go back to that root, to that thing that you planted in the ground, and it has the chumras of both sides. It has the chumra that it's chayiv in Trumas Meiser, like it always was,
and it has the chumrah that it has to be treated with kedusha shviyas because it's batel to that which grew out of it. Vosa litra, and that litra should not be mafresh the trumas meisah that it's chayiv from the taroves with the gidulim, because it could be that the peros that you're going to take for the sake of the truma are from the gidulim that are patel from maestros, so you can end up being mafresh from a patel al chiv. So ma'asra lemi makom acher, you should cover the chiv of trumas meisah by taking from other grain that you didn't take trumas meisah from. That certainly is tevel lefi cheshbon, based on the amount that was in the original item that you planted in the ground, the original litra when it was alone. So you take an asiris halitra, 1/10 of a litra of trumas meisah from somewhere else to cover this litra. You can't take it from here because what you have here right now is a taroves of the gidulin which are not chayiv in meisros, and the litra which are chayiv meisros can't be mafresh min apatol in meisros. But bottom line is, you see from this litra that even the Isser Tevel, which l'chora comes al yidei karka, remains Usser even though you planted it in the ground. And we just said a klal that any time that the Isser emanates from the karka, when you plant it in the ground, there's bitul al yidei the karka. So isn't an Isser Tevel something that emanates from the karka? And yet we see that there's no bitul, that the Isser remains. So answers the Gemara, no, Amri. And they answer that you can't ask from this brisa on Ravi Yitzchak, because when we compare Meiser to Shviyas, the comparison is off base. Meaning Shavias is something that the Isser is al yedei the karka. Meiser is not so. Meiser digun hu de kagarim lei. When it comes to Meiser, the chiv of Meiser, what generates the chiv of Meiser is when you do the digun, when you process the grain. But prior to processing the grain, it's all mutter ba'achila. On a daraisa level, even achilas keva is mutter before you process the grain. Mitrabanan, only achilas arai, not achilas keva. But the bottom line is, it's not tevel yet, so it's not really an Isser that comes about from the ground. The Isser only comes about later when you do the digun, and therefore it's not going to have bittel in the karka. So Meiser is more similar to Arla and Klayim, which we said is the Iker is not bittel to the Gidulim. The Stipler asks in the Kilis Yaakov that since the Gemara's Kasha was why isn't the Chiv Truma bittel on that was going on the litra of Meiser Rishon that was planted and was Isur Alidei Karka, the Gemara should have simply answered that the Shem Meiser Rishon is the Kovea for Chiv Trumas Meiser, meaning we weren't really asking about Tevel, we were asking about Meiser Rishon that was Tevel for Trumas Meiser. So that's even more obvious that the Isser was not generated from the Karka, because it only became something Chayiv in Trumas Meiser once you made it Meiser Rishon. So why didn't the Gemara just give that answer, that since that's the topic, that's what we're actually talking about, clearly the Isser is not Alidei Karka, the Karka. So he answers based on the approach of several Rishonim, or certainly the implication of several Rishonim. Rashi seems to say it explicitly in Yevamos, the Ran seems to say it later in this Masechta, that prior to being mafresh trumas and maestros, the reason that there is an Isser Tevel is because of the taroves of the trumas and maestros in the Tevel. So the havamin of the Gemara is that the Isser is alidei the karka, because before you're even mafresh maestros rishon, there was an Isser Tevel because of the trumas and maestros that are mu'ur of bo. Meaning there are two ways to look at it. Rav Yosef Engel has a whole piece about this. What is the Isser of Tevel? Is the Isser of Tevel an independent Isser called Tevel, and then truma and maestro, those are independent statuses? Or do we say no? Tevel is because there's truma and meiser that has not yet been hufresh. That there's, since there's truma and meiser that are mixed in, so that truma and meiser is the isser that creates tevel when you have not yet been mafresh truma and meiser. That's a possible way of looking at the isser of tevel. The other way of looking at it, or one of the other ways of looking at it, is no. What exactly is the isser of truma? Why can't a zar eat truma? Because the isser of tevel that it started with never fully went away for a zar. When you're mafresh the truma, that's matir the Isser Tevel for a Kohen, but the Isser Tevel remains if you're not a Kohen. So if Yosef Engel tries to figure out which way to look at it, or neither, right? Or they're just totally independent Isurim. But that's what the disciples suggest, that maybe we would call even Meiser Rishon, that's Tevel for Trumas Meiser, to be something that there's a havamin at least, that it's something where the isra is generated by the karka, because the isra of tevel is the isra of meisa, that the two isurim are the same. So now, back to the to previous discussion, Rami Bar Chama asks on the shita of Rabbi Yanai. We're about to see Rami Bar Chama's kasha on the shita of Rabbi Yanai. Who was Rabbi Yanai? So you remember, a couple of days ago, we had a two against one machlokas. We had Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan against Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai was the one that said that if you have an onion of truma that's planted, and more, there are more gidulim than the ikr, than the original onion that was planted, the shame truma leaves that onion. The shame truma disappears from that onion, even though the isr truma is nachal al yedei karka, even though the isr truma is not like shavias, which is chal al yedei the karka, it's going to become batel. So Masav Rami Bar Chama, Rami Bar Chama asks from our Mishnah, Konim Peros Ha'ilu Alai, that if a person takes a neder for peros that are in front of him on the table, or Konim Hein Alpi, Konim Hein Lifi, whichever lashon he uses, Asur b'chilufein u'b'gidulein. Not only are those peros that are in front of him on the table asur to him, the chilufein and gidulein of those peros are asur to him. But that's only if he was no der bestam. If he just said konam alpi lifi. But if he's no there in a more explicit way of exactly what type of isra he's trying to create for himself, then we follow what he says. For example, he says, Shani Ochel. He doesn't just say Al Pi, Lifi, where Pi doesn't mean mouth. It means just Al Atzmi. Lifi means to myself. But he says, if he gets more specific, he says that I'm going to eat, that I'm going to taste, where clearly he's only asering the Hana'a of eating and not other Hana'os, then Mutter B'chilufei. And then if he switches them for other peros, it's mutter, he's allowed to use the chiluf, and if he plants them in the karka and they grow, he's allowed to eat the chilufim and the gidulim, because he's not being towing the peros that are usher to him. But this heter achila from the gidulim is only bedavar shezarukala. That's only if the original thing that you plant in the ground disintegrates in the ground before the new plant, that which grows, starts to grow. So you have chitim, saorim, the seeds disappear in the ground, and only after they disintegrate and disappear in the ground do new chitim and saorim grow from that. Because since it's the zera is kala, before the new growth came about, you're not going to taste in the gidulim any of the original pre. You're not going to taste any of the original pre in the gidulim. So that's when we say that it's Mutter b'chilufein b'gidulein, because the gidulim have nothing of the original pre in it. But if what you plant in the ground is something that remains intact even as the new growth happens, then afilu gidule gidulin asurin. Not only are the gidulim asurin, but even the gidule gidulin are going to be asur b'achila, because there's some mashu from the original iser, and that mashu asurs everything. So you see that the gidulim are not the gidulim Mutarim are not mevatel the ikr, which is aser when it's ein zarukala, when it's something that remains intact in the ground. We do not say that the new gidulim, which are mutar, are going to be mevatel the original iser, and that's a kasha in Rabbi Yanai, because Rabbi Yanai said that you take a betzel shel truma, betzel is something that's ein zarukala, it remains in the ground, and it's the shame truma of the ikr becomes batel by all of the gidulim. So it's a kasha in Rabbi Yanai. Sans the Gemara, Amra Biaba, Shaimi Konamos, Holy, Bayu Mitchell Alayu, Havil Gdav Shesha Matirin. No, Nedarim are different. Because since Nedarim are something you could always be Shoel on a Neder, you could always undo a Neder has the status of Dav Shesha Matirin, the Ain Batal Barov. And Dav Shesha Matirin is not going to be Batal Barov. Again, we said it 1,000 times, two reasons why not. Rashi, because Yahachi Yachlena Beisri Yachlena Beheter, or the Ran, because of the Yisod of a conflict being the basis of Bittul. So Nidarim are Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Says the Nitziv in the Merome Sada that Me'ikar Adin, it's not really a Davar Sheyesh Matirin, because you can't just decide to undo a Neder. You got to be Sholal on Neder, you need a Pesach to be Sholal on Neder. Do I know that the guy has a Pesach and a Charata isn't Shaykh B'makom Mitzvah, the Nitziv writes. So the Chachamim are Machmir to make it like a Davar Sheyesh Matirin, because many times it's Efshar B'She'ela. If you find the Pesach, it's Efshar B'She'ela. So it's not automatically Davar Sheyesh Matirin, says the Nitziv, but that's why the Gemara is Meduyak. Havaluhu, ki davar sheish lamatirin. It doesn't say avlu davar sheish lamatirin. It is akin to a davar sheish lamatirin midrabanan, and therefore it's not going to become batal. So says Gemara, no, you cannot tell me that the ability to be shoel on something makes it like a davar sheish lamatirin, because vare truma di bayim mitshalala. Truma, you can also be shoel. If you're mafresh truma and then you realize you made a mistake and you want to undo that afrasha, you could be shoel on that afrasha. That happens all the time, right? Someone is mafresh challah and then they got confused and they put the challah right back into the dough and now it got mixed in. So now it's truma that's stuck in the dough and it's going to be what's going to be. So you're shoel on the original hafrasha and then you do a new hafrasha. So no big deal. So that happens all the time where we're shoel on and challah is truma. It's a form of truma. So it happens all the time that we're shoel on something like that. So truma is the bayi mitshala. I once got a call from a guy in Eretz Yisrael. He's a baker and it was like 2 a.m. in Israel on a Thursday night, so he couldn't call anyone in Israel, so it was only 7 p.m. over here. So he asked, what do I do? He's a baker, and he stuck all the challah right back into the dough. So you got to get a beis din together. So they got together a beis din at 2 a.m. They woke some people up. So very truma, di bayi mitshalala, truma, where it was, not like for his own personal challahs. He owned a bakery, like he was providing challahs for the... So very truma, di bayi mitshalala, where you have the ability to be shoel through with truma, with a Pesach or with charata, just like in the Darim, and then it could go back to being tevel. Ubatli barov, and yet by truma we assume it's Patel, it's not a davar sheish lamatirin. How do I know that? It's not. There's a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Trumas that tells me as follows. Sa'a truma tameya. If you have one sa'a of truma tameya, where even a kohen is not allowed to eat truma tameya, shenafel pachos mimeya chulin, that falls into a mixture of less than 100 times its volume of chulin, so it's not a sheer bittel. Tirkav, so tirakev, you have to let the whole thing rot. It's all truma tameya, nothing you could do with it. Halameya, but the implication is, if it fell into enough chulin, then it would be mevatalit, tala. Then the truma tameya becomes batal and taroves, and you're allowed to eat the whole thing. So you see that there is bittel legabe truma. But truma is something that you could be shoel on, and if you could be shoel on it, shouldn't that take away the ability of bittel, because it's a davar sheish lamatirin? So just like by Konamos, just like by Nedarim, we say it's davar sheish lamatirin, since you could be shoel on it. Says the Gemara, no, Amri, but truma be akoin askinan. You're right, that truma, so long as the Israel who is mafresh the truma still has it, it's a davar sheish lamatirin, because it could be shoel on it. But once he gives it to a kohen, it's too late. Tolamati mitshalala. And when we say that the truma can become batel, it means that the truma is already beyond kohen. It's already been given to the kohen. So this mishnah that talks about if it falls into pachos mi meyachulin, it's not batel. More than meyachulin, it is batel. Is talking about when the kohen already has it. When the kohen already has it, then it's no longer a davar sheish lamatirin and it can become batel. There is a machlokas rishonim. What does that mean? It's no longer davar sheish lamatirin. Who can't be shoel on it? On the truma once it's given to the kohen. So Rov Rishonim, the Mefarish, the Rash, the one of the Perushim in the Rush, at least the Ran, the Rashba, say that even the Israel that was Mafresh it originally can't be Shoel on it anymore because it was Kvar Yatzim Rishuso. It's no longer in his possession, so he lost the right. The kohen was ready Zoch in it, so he lost the right to be Shoel in it. However, the Rush quotes Rabbi Lezer Mimitz that the Mafresh is still able to be Shoel on the truma even after he's given it to the Kohen. When the Gemara says, Eini Yochel Yishal, it's talking about the Kohen, because he's not the one that was Kori Shem Truma in the first place, so Memela, he has no capacity to be Shoel on it. And that's the fact that the original guy who's Mafresh is still able to be Shoel, does not make a Davar Sheish Lamatirin, because what are the chances, right? I mean, why would he go and be Shoel on something that's not even in his possession anymore? When it's by the Kohen, it's a Misul Shchicha at all that he would want to be Shoel on it, and therefore it would be considered a davar she'ein lo matirin, even though technically there is a way to be matirit, according to the Urayim, according to Reb Lazar Mimitz. So anyway, that's the ukimta we're making. That when we talk about truma becoming batel, some bet that the kohen already has the truma. Says Gemara, does that track? If you read through that whole mishnah, does it sound like the mishnah talking about that the kohen already has the truma? Ihachi, if that's the way you're going to explain it, ema seifa, read right through the mishnah. Seifa goes on to say im haisa tahora. Let's say the truma that got mixed in with the chulin was not truma tameya; it was truma tahora that kohanim are allowed to eat. Timacher lekohen. Let him sell the whole tarovus to the kohen. Who's selling a tarovus to the kohen? I mean, the only kohen are allowed to eat it, so you got to sell it to a kohen. But if the Mishnah's talking about that the kohen already has it, why is he got to sell it to another kohen? Let him eat the whole tarovus. The impression you get is that it's still Biyad Yisrael. It's not Biyad Kohen. Ella, so it must be that it's Biyad Yisrael, but it was already given to a kohen. What? How does that happen? So Biyisrael shnoflo and besavi ima kohen askinan. Case was, truma was given to the kohen, then the kohen dropped dead, and he had a daughter and a son-in-law who was not a kohen, and a grandson who was also not a kohen, because the son-in-law was not a kohen. And the Yerusha went down to his grandson, so he dropped dead. So this truma now belongs to the grandson. So on the one hand, you can't be shoel on it anymore, because it's no longer in the possession of the original guy that was mafresh the truma. So therefore, it's a davar she'ein lo matirin, so it's subject to bittel. And on the other hand, the guy who has possession of it right now is the Yisrael. So if it's truma tahora, he's not able to keep it for himself. He's going to have to sell it and give it to a kohen who's going to be able to eat it. But so it says, okay, so that's the ukimta v'katani seifa. But then read weiter in the Mishnah, and it says timachal kohen chutz midmei osasa'a, that when you sell it to a kohen, you can't charge him for the truma, because you don't own that truma. It belongs to Shevet Kohuna. You don't own that truma. That's true when you're the original guy who was mafresh it. If I have a bunch of produce in my field and I'm mafresh truma, so I don't own that truma. I can't charge for that truma. But if it was given to my grandfather as a kohen, and I yarshed it for my grandfather as a kohen, I do own that truma. I'm allowed to charge for such truma. So the whole kimta that we're making over here, going like this, to try to say, oh, you know, when the Mishnah says that truma can become batal, I thought the things that you could be shoel on can't become batal. You know why the Mishnah says truma can become batal? Because truma really can't become batal, but once you give it to the kohen, it can become batal. But the kohen doesn't have it anymore. It's the grandson that has it anymore. Even that doesn't work, because it says that you're not allowed to charge for it. So we have to scrap that whole ukimta. The case must be that it's the Yisrael who was originally mafresh it that has it, and he could be shoel on it. And even though he could be shoel on it, it's a davar shein lo matirin. It could become batal. Why is it any different than nedarim? Ela ema. So what we have to say is the following. When it comes to a neder, you should do everything in your power to get rid of a neder. It's a mitzvah to get rid of a neder. Nedarim are not a good thing. Why? Mishum Rabbi Nassan. Because Rabbi Nassan taught us, we learned earlier in the Masechta, Dam Rabbi Nassan, Kala Noder, anyone who takes nedarim on himself and he's adds extra isurim aside from that which the Torah already imposed on him, that in a certain sense he's considered a posheya. Because how could you try to, it's not challenging enough. And 365 losases aren't enough. You have to add new isurim to yourself. It's kilu bana bama. It's as if he built a bama at the time of isur bamos, when you're not allowed to build a bama, which the halacha was that when Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael until Mishkan Shiloh was built, and also when Mishkan Shiloh was destroyed until the Beis HaMikdash was built, bamos were mutaros, and anyone who wanted to bring a korban, b'kol makom sheyirtzeh, was allowed to do so on a bama. But bizman Mishkan Shiloh, and from the time the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo Melech and forward, there's an isur min haTorah to be makriv a korban outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and someone who does so is in violation of kachem b'chutz, he's chayiv kares. It's a terrible isur. So the Ran writes back on Daf Chaf Beis, where we had this earlier, that the reason we compare a neder to being bona bama is because a noder, someone who takes a neder, thinks he's doing a great thing. Excuse me. He thinks he's doing this great mitzvah by being machmer on himself and doing these isurim. And he's terribly mistaken. He's doing an isur. Same is true when a guy brings karbanos on a bama. He thinks, I'm bringing a karban, I'm doing a mitzvah, makrav l'Hashem. No, he's doing a terrible isur, an isur kares. So that's why it's kilu bana bama. If I'm a kaimo, and a person who keeps the neder, and meaning doesn't look to be matir the neder, to undo the neder, kilu maktir alaha, then it's as if he's being maktir a karban on the bama, and he's chayiv for shchutei chutz for being maktir on the bama, and therefore it's a mitzvah to be shoel on the nedarim. But truma, my mitzvah l'tshuli Allah. By truma, there's no mitzvah to be shoel on truma. Truma, thank you very much. By truma, there's no mitzvah to be shoel on truma. So therefore, since there's no mitzvah to be shoel on the truma, it's not considered davar sheyesh lo matirin, because it's not omeid to become mutter. The Taz in Yaradayon Simshin Chav Gimel asks, what do you mean? There's no mitzvah to be shoel on the truma? truma. If there's no loss in being matirid, it already should have a din of davar sheyesh matirid and not become batal. Why does the Gemara require that it should have to be a mitzvah to be shalal on it in order to make it a davar sheyesh matirid? So he suggests, based on what he writes over there, that you can't be shalal on truma if the charata is because there was a taroves that happened. Meaning, you had truma, you were perfectly happy with the truma, then it got mixed in with chulin. You're like, oh no, now I really shouldn't have been mafresh truma so early. If that's the extent of your charata, that's not good. The charata has to be on the etzem hafrasha. So by nedarim, where there's a mitzvah to be shalal on it, min astam, the neder is omed lahatir, even without any taroves, and therefore it's considered davar sheyesh matirin. But a truma, which is not a mitzvah to be shalal on, it's not omed to be matir, it's not omed to be nishalan, and therefore it's not considered a davar sheyesh matirin. That's how the Taz suggests. The Shach says a little bit differently, that by truma, not only is there no mitzvah to be shoal, there's an isser to be shoal on truma, a little bit, because the halacha is that we're not nishalin al nidrei hegdish unless it's midochak. That's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. So therefore, it's considered ein lamatirin, because mistama, one is not going to want to violate this minor isser. It's not like a real isser, it's an isser ktsas, that shalom midochak, to be shoal on nidrei kedusha, nidrei mitzvah, is not something that a person is supposed to do. It's only supposed to be done when there is a sense of dochak, whenever a person has nidrei hegdish. I think the same is true for nidrei mitzvah, not only nidrei hegdish. Once had a case where a guy called me up, I think I mentioned this in the past, a guy called me up, told me that his wife's college teacher, when they got married, told them that every time they have tashma shamita, they should give money to tzedakah, I don't know, $20, $50 for tzedakah, and he just lost his job, which means he has more time on his hands, and it also means he has less money on his hands. So his shaila is, so what do I do about that? So aside from the strange advice, I thought it is nidrei mitzvah. So it's nidrei mitzvah, but ein docha gadol mizadim. He lost his job, he doesn't have as much money. So nidrei mitzvah, you could be shalom. So you go to a basic, you matir such a neder, even though it's nidrei mitzvah. So that's what we did. So anyway, so what are we saying over here? So the chilik between truma and nedarim, we said, is that by nedarim it's a davar she yesh lo matirin, because you should be matir the neder. Truma, it's not a davar she yesh lo matirin, because there's no should. You shouldn't be matir the neder. There's nothing pushing you to be matir the neder. There's no mitzvah to be shalal in it. And as the Shach says, it's even a ktas yisr, gufa. So the Gemara goes back to this very din that we've been talking about for the last couple of dapim, that the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that gidulim are mevatel the ikr, that when something grows out of something that you planted, the gidulim are mevatel the ikr. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, litra b'tzalim shetikna. If you have a litra of b'tzalim that you were mafresh truma ma'isos from, and that, so it's heter, and then uzra'a, then you planted in the field, and now new b'tzalim grow, misasaris l'fikula. When you take ma'isos, based on not only that which grew now, which is chayiv in ma'isos, but even based on the volume of what you originally planted. So if you have one litra that you planted in the ground, and it was already hatchimus ma'isos taken from it, it's already good, it's already chulin, and then 10 more litras pop out of the ground, you have to take ma'isos from all 11 litras. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. So Yosef Rabba v'kamer la'shmaita, Rabba was saying this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, Amar le Rav Chista, and Rav Chista, he heard this, and he says, man salas l'chol, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbach, who's going to listen to you and your Rabbi Yochanan? Well, the heter just disappears. It was mutter when you planted in the ground. How couldn't the iser tevel return to that which is already taken care of? Bittel Barov, the Gemara is assuming, is not that the miut is mishtana, that the miut changes and takes on the character of the rov. Like an iser falls into a rov shel heter, that the iser becomes heter. That's not the way it works. It's just that it remains aser, but since you're not margish the time of the iser, so you're allowed to eat that taroves. But when heter falls into rov of iser, the rov is monea you from eating the heter, but mitzaratzmo, the heter still remains heter. That's what the Gemara is assuming. And therefore, in our case, you should just be misakin the gidulim, just be mafresh shumas and maisos on the gidulim, and the original ikr that you put in already had shumas and maisos, it really is heter, retains its status of heter. That's the assumption. The assumption is, it's an assumption, that that we don't say by bitzel that the minority is nehepach, that it turns into whatever the majority is. We assume it retains its character, but if that character is not detectable, so then, you know, halachically, it doesn't have an impact. So Amar Leh, so Rabbi says, what's so strange about Rabbi Yochanan's din? Milo Tanan Kavasei, isn't there a Mishnah, Masech HaShviyas, that supports him, that says, B'tzalim, if you have onions that grew during the sixth year, and that are not Shemitah produce, Sheyorda Aleim Gesham V'tzimchu, and then it rained, and meaning you replanted them in the ground in the seventh year, and it rained, and they started growing leaves on them, and we're not sure, did these leaves grow from the Yanika Sakarka, which would make them Shviyas, and therefore they have Kedusha Shviyas, or did they grow just from the moisture of the fruit or the megashamim, where sometimes that happens, and therefore it's not kidulei shviyas. So the Mishnah says there's an easy way to tell. We already saw this Mishnah quoted. Im hayu alin shalen shcharin. Look at the leaves. If the leaves are very, very dark green, that are they're almost like they're black. So then you see that they're growing really well. It must be that that comes from a yinika min hakarka. Then asurin. Then you know that it's also that has kidulei shviyas. But horiku. But if the leaves are a lighter green, then mutarim. Then that's just from the moisture of the onion itself. So says the Gemara, Rabbi explains his raya. V'chishchorin amay asurin. When the leaves are black and they're yonik from the karka, why should they be asur? Sounds like asur means everything's asur. That which you planted, that which grew, that the whole thing is asur. Why don't we say, no, maybe the leaves are going to be asur, but why should the original thing that you planted, which was not shviyas, why should that become asur? Elamai, you see that the Mishnah tells me that even when you plant something that's totally mutter, and then Isser grows out of it, that the heter turns into Isser, that the heter becomes us. So it shouldn't be a pellet to you that if you plant something that already had Shumas HaMaisus taken from it, and then new stuff grows, that you got to take Shumas HaMaisus from the whole thing, even that which you originally planted. Samalei, so Rav Chisda said back to Rabba, Mi Savrit al Iker Katani? Wait, do you think that Mishnah says, that Mishnah means, when it says that if it's shchorin, that they're asurin, it means that the ikur is asur also? No. Atosefes katani asurin. When it says asurin, it just means that the tosefes, that the new gidulin, that the new leaves are asur, but not that the ikur is asur. So I asked the Gemara on Rav Chista's Teretz, Ihachi, if that's true, that the title of a Mishnah that says asurin is going only on the tosefes, it's not going to read straight, because my asur mishum gamliel lemeimar. You got to rewrite it, because mishum gamliel has a brisa that elaborates and that comments on that Mishnah. D'tanya, we have a brisa legabe that very same din of an onion that is not a non shemitah onion that you plant into the ground and there's new growth during the shemitah year. Rav Shmuel Gamliel says if the black leaves grow, which show that it's being yonek min hakarka, hagadol b'chiyuv chayiv, that which grew during shemitah is going to have a din of shviyas, hagadol b'ptur pater, and that which grew during the sixth year is still going to be pater. Is not going to have a din of shviyas, meaning the original onion does not have a din of shviyas. But if that's from Shum Liel Shita, Tanakama Nami Yachi Kamar, then he's saying exactly the same thing as the Tanakama, meaning you, Rav Chisda, are trying to tell me that when the Tanakama said that when the leaves are black, it's going to be asr, it means only the leaves are asr, but the original onion is mutter. Well, Rav Shmuel Gamliel says that. How could they both be saying the same thing? It must be that the Tanakama, when he says Aser, means even the original is Aser. And therefore, Rabba's Raya remains that Rabbi Yochanan is correct, that a heter turns, its character changes. That when you have a Devar Heter that you plant in the ground, the new Isurim grow, so that the even the original Devar Heter turns into Iser. And therefore, if the new things that grow are Chayv and Maestros, even that which you originally planted, which was not Chayv and Maestros, now becomes Vaiter Chayv and Maestros. So the Gemara says, no, there's another way to parse out the difference between the Tanakama and Rav Shmuel Gamliel. That maybe, Enochinami, there are no two Tanaim. Meaning you're asking, wait, then in what way is Rav Shmuel Gamliel disagreeing with the Tanakama if you hold that the original item remains in its original halachic status? Well, Kulamasis Rav Shmuel Gamliel Kutanila. Maybe the Mishnah is a reflection of the Shita Rav Shmuel Gamliel. It's not that you have a Mishnah and then within the Mishnah, Machlokas Tanakama Rav Shmuel. You had a Mishnah, and then your Rav Shmuel Gamliel appear in a Brisa. Maybe what the Brisa is adding is not that there's another Shita. What the Brisa is adding is who the author of the Mishnah is, that it's just putting a name to it, that it's Rav Shmuel Gamliel, who holds that the original item that you planted retains its original status, and that which grows from it has its own status. So Rabba accepted Rav Chista's explanation, that it could be that the Mishnah is following Rav Shmuel Gamliel in the Brisa, but then it turns out that from Rav Shmuel Gamliel and the Mishnah, you see that the Iker is not bottled to the Gidulim, and every Tana agrees to that. Problem is, we had Amoraim that didn't agree to that. So the Adkan, up until now, Lo Shamat Le Rameshum Umliel, so meaning, and therefore, it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, who held that the Yikr is bottled to the Gedulim. So to answer that Kasha, Rabbi says as follows, the Adkan, Lo Shamat Le Rameshum Umliel, we only know that Rameshum Umliel holds that the Yikr does not become bottled, only to Lo Katarach, when you don't do any sort of Maisa in order to be Mevatalit. Like in the case that Rameshum Umliel was talking about, where it just rained on these onions, and they just sprouted. You didn't do anything to be mevatalit, that's what Rishon Lamuel is going to say, that it's not batal. Aval hechet katarach, but in a place where you were toreach to be zoreah and to be mevatal the ikar, that's the case where Rabbi Yochanan was talking about by a literal bitzalim that you planted in the ground. In such a case, Rishon Lamuel would be moda that batal beruba. Ooh, so even Rishon Lamuel is a little more nuanced. He doesn't say that you plant something that's heter and then gedulim grow out of it, that the heter remains heter and the gedulim remain asim. No, he says that there's a difference. That if you were toreach to try to be mevatel the heter, then in a chinami the heter becomes batel. But if it happened on its own, that gedulim just came, then the heter retains its original status. That's the chiluk. What's the svara for such a chiluk? So Tosus explains the chiluk between tarach and lo tarach is in a case where you're tarach be gedulim, it shows that you're being machshiv the gedulim, and they therefore have the koach to be mevatel the ikr. But if you were not toreach in them and they just grew on their own, they're not chashuv to you, and therefore they don't have the ability to mevatel the ikar. This works very well the way Tosfos explained the whole sugya on Zayin and Beis, where the whole issue was whether gedulim are mevatel the ikar or not, because maybe on account of the chashivus of the ikar, the chacham were machmir that it should not become batel. So then the maskana of the Gemara is that biyachas to the gedulim that come on their own, the chacham were machmir that the ikar is chashiv and it's not going to become batel. But biyachas to gedulim that you were toreach aleihem, that you were machshiv, so then the ikr is not going to be considered so chashiv, then the ikr will be able to become batel. That's how Tosfos explains this chilik between that which you were toreach and that which you were not. So says Gemara, but wait, is that a klal? V'kalhecha de katarach, whenever you're toreach to batel the ikr, batel beruba, the ikr becomes batel to the gidulin. Vare litra meiser tevel, but we learned in a brisa on nun chesam rebeis that we started today with. If you have a litra of meiser rishon that Yisrael had given to a Levi, and it's still its tevel because it needs trumas meisros to be taken from it, and it gets planted in the ground while it's still tevel before the shemitah year, and then when during the shemitah year gidulim grow from it, and gidulei shviyas are potter from meisros, so the gidulim the ikr now are eser litrin to katarach. In that case, you were toreach, you planted in the ground, and therefore you tried to be mevatel v'katani v'osa litra. And nevertheless, the Mishnah said that very litra of the meiser of tevel does not lose the chiyuv of trumas meisros that it had previously. Ma'aser lemi makam acher l'fi cheshbon. You need to take care of that trumas meisros. But I thought whenever you're katarach, whenever you're toreach, it takes away the status of the original item you put into the ground. Over here, the very case we started with today, you took something that was Maisa Rishon, that was Chayiv in Trumas Maisros, you planted it in the ground, and it's still Chayiv in Trumas Maisros. So it says, no, Shiny Gabi Maisers, Damakra, Aser Ta Aser. Meiser is different. That doesn't go away because it says aser ta aser, and we learn from the pasuk that even tavua that's planted where the ikar is planted and gidulim come out of it, even though it's already mesuka, you'd have to be ma'aser from it because it's batel to the gidulim. So we learn from the word zaracha that dafka zaracha that it would be normal for you to plant in a field. Do we have a din that the ikar is batel to the gidulim? But hetera zariinchi isur lo zariinchi. It's normal for a person to plant a dvar heter. It's totally abnormal for a person to plant a dvar iser. So when the conversation is about that you planted a dvar heter, then we're going to say that the gidulim are mevatel the iser, because when it's aser to aser, we say that the gidulim are mevatel the iser when it's a normal thing to plant. But when what you planted was meiser rishon that did not yet have trumas meiser taken from it, it's a very abnormal thing to plant. So because it's an abnormal thing to plant, we're not going to apply the normal dinim that the gidulim are going to have the capacity to be mevatel the original. So gufa, the Gemara goes back to what Rabbi Yannai had said. Rabbi Yannai had said that gidulim of all Yisurim are mevatel the ikr. So Am Rabbi Chanina tirta'a, Am Rabbi Yannai, Betzel shel truma. You have an onion of truma that could be eaten by kohanim, just cannot be eaten by a non-kohen. Shenita'o, and that you planted. V'rabu gidula valikaro, and there are more gidulim than the ikar. Mutter, even that original betzel is mutter for a zar to eat because the shame truma is batel. So the memra de gidule heter malin as a iser. This seems to suggest that gidule heter can be mevatel the iser. Aye, but vatanan gidule truma. But didn't we learn gidule truma have the status of truma? So answers the Gemara, be gidule gidulin ka amrinan. No, that's talking about when Rabbi Yannai said that a betzel itself is truma, that the gidule of our aser, that's only talking about where you planted a betzel of gidule truma, which are only a secondary iser, and that gidule betzel are a shlishi to the iser. That's where we say that they're mala the iker. That's where we say that they're going to be mevatel the iker. But if it's just regular gidule, then the whole thing is going to be aser. It's not going to be mevatel the iker. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with that conversation at the top of the page. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos Chanukah.